Rob, how you doing? All right, the sun is starting to go down. I feel like we've been here for like 2 months, but we can keep playing the G1 theme song. Is that cool? Should we do that? So we're going to jump in here. You know, Transform is all about more than meets the eye, being more than others expect. And when I look back, when I was a kid, the magic of Transformers was really about believing that a car out on the sidewalk could truly be a Transformer, could turn into a real robot. Anyone here still think that's going to happen?
Yes.
You guys got to grow up. It's not going to happen. So it's not real. Not real. But maybe it is. So I'm going to show you a quick video now that we just released to really help bring back that magic of Transformers. So for you that really think this might happen, maybe this could be you or your children.
Wake up, Bumblebee.
Whoa.
Come on! Come on out!
Digital, it'll be on Blu-ray by March. It's a super awesome movie, and really, as Travis Knight and Lorenzo and the whole team have said, this is really a start of a new storytelling universe for Transformers. A lot of fun to be part of that storytelling. I hope you can bring your entire family into that story when it comes out. Please check it out. But of course, we are constant storytellers, and beyond the Bumblebee movie, there's so many other stories to tell. And for those that have been reading the news of Transformers, yesterday we announced a really amazing partnership. I'm going to roll a quick video here to set it up. Partnership with Netflix, officially. We will be bringing the War for Cybertron story to life with Netflix, with Rooster Teeth, with Polygon, with amazing writers. It is going to crush it. It's going to expand the story of Cybertron and that whole universe in a way that no one has ever seen or heard of before. We cannot wait, and just like the team said about Avengers Endgame, I got nothing else to talk about on that, so stay tuned over the next year as we have more to share of the 2020 Netflix animated series. But we do want to continue to give you guys a great opportunity to really enjoy the stories and characters of the Transformers universe, and our partners at IDW, starting in March, will actually be bringing the War for Cybertron story to life in print. So be sure to follow those guys. They're amazing. They're awesome. I love the characters, the look, the style. Here's a quick look at what you'll start to see as that comic story universe starts to come to life. So enjoy that. And with that, I'm going to jump off stage and invite up my friends Ran and John to walk you through some product that I'm sure none of you have seen online, right? Because no one's looked online. There's been no leaks for Transformers at all in the last 48 hours. So none at all. So here we go, guys. Have fun.
Thank you, Matt.
Take the wheel, Rand. So first off, I wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you in the audience today that's a Transformers fan. And further, huge thank you to all of your fan base. Although Ben may say, that's right. Though Ben may say that he doesn't really believe Transformers may be real, we certainly do, the design team and the brand team. We believe they're real, but they would not be real without the help of all you great fans out there. You got to keep letting us know what you love, and we'll keep giving you the toys that you guys want.
That's right.
So thank you so much for being fans.
Yeah, thank you, guys. So John and I are so excited to show you some of the new revealed characters that we had over the weekend. We have some exciting news as well from the Transformers franchise. So we're going to begin with our fan movie line, the Generation Studio series. So in the new Bumblebee film, Travis Knight, our new director, gave us a G1-inspired Optimus Prime. And we took his inspiration and we brought him to life in the form of a Voyager scale figure.
So you guys have seen this guy online?
Yeah.
Don't need to talk too much about him because his awesomeness speaks for himself. But this is Optimus Prime from the Bumblebee movie. He gives me all those great G1 feels. And it's just great to be able to bring this to life, not only as a great version of Optimus, but really just a great Transformer. Next up, from the Mobile Movie, we have Dropkick Deluxe Scale. Awesome vehicle mode here and a very accurate robot mode. But the fun doesn't stop on Studio Series. We also have from Revenge of the Fallen, Constructicon Hightower, as well as Age of Extinction Drift.
So if Hightower is a Constructicon, is he part of the Devastator part?
Yes. Yes, in fact, he is. He may be...
The left arm, right?
Yeah, that's right. So he may be weird looking. What were you saying he was earlier?
He was ugly cute.
He's ugly cute.
Yeah.
There's a thing in Japanese means ugly cute. So I didn't know this.
It's Kimo Kawaii.
So Constructicon Hightower. We've also got some great Voiders, a KSI boss from Age of Extinction. And I think the Optimus Prime that many of you 2000s kids will be waiting for, Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime, complete with a weapons array and the Jetwing backpack. Ooh, so cool.
Wow, John, that was pretty awesome. But you know what's even more fantastic?
I don't know, Rand. What is more fantastic?
Well, we are opening up a pre-order for every single one of the characters that you see today. So what that means is that if there's anything that you see today that you've got to have it in your collection, make sure you go to these 5 participating retailers and put your orders. And once they're available this fall, it'll be shipped directly to your house.
So if, you know, an old guy like me, I like to give people a call. So who am I going to call?
No. We're not opening up calls at all. You have to go online. But if you want to call somebody, you can call Ghostbusters. The cat out of the bag, guys. It's officially official. We are so excited for this collaboration. It's really a dream come true, isn't it, John?
Yes, it really is. We crossed the streams here. We did not have a full protonic reversal. We instead got Ectotron.
All right. Ecto-1 converts into Ectotron. And we are actually opening up for pre-orders on this figure at HasbroPulse.com, but we sold out on HasbroPulse.com in 6 hours yesterday, which is a record fast pre-orders. But don't worry, for those of you guys who still haven't gotten this figure, this is also available on GameStop.com.
Very cool. Check them out.
All right, we also have some fun merchandise in the Transformers Ghostbuster collaboration, like the comic book that we're going to create with IDW. We also partnered up with Mad Engine to create some awesome t-shirt for you guys, so look out for all these cool
things. If you want to check out Ectotron in person, get yourself downstairs. He looks just as cool in person. It's awesome.
All right, so for our core kid line, we have something really exciting this year, a brand new trilogy. Oh, I'm sorry, a brand new chapter of the Cyberverse,
sure.
The Power of the Spark. So for those of you who haven't seen the new trailer, I'm going to play that right now.
Attention all Autobots. We have found the location of the Allspark.
At last, the Allspark is within my grasp.
Move aside, Megatron. I have taken command.
You know what this means?
Yeah. No.
Unless we stop the Decepticons, the moon will shatter the Earth.
I continue to fight for this planet.
As long as we have a spark in our bodies, we will protect the Earth.
We gotta stop Megatron!
Grimlock, sorry!
Aw, come on.
What was that?
I saw this yellow beast thing. It was watching us.
I am Cheetle, guardian of the Allspark. Let the trial by combat begin.
I feel the power. The power that shall destroy you!
Transformers Cyberverse, Season 2. The adventure continues. Only on Cartoon Network.
Between the two factions, the Decepticon Resistance Army and the Autobot Counter-Resistance Fighters. And in our product, we have an expansive, customizable ecosystem where our figures convert into weapons and can militarize other figures to make them look like they're in a battle. So without further ado, John, take the...
So thank you so much, fans, for being able to vote on the fan vote of which deluxe characters we'd be doing. We're excited to reveal here, you guys may have seen it online, Autobot Mirage, complete with awesome Cybertronian writing on its body, but a cool G1 look, as well as Autobot Impactor. Yes, Autobot, because he does join the Autobots, even though we did say he was Decepticon. You're going to hear that story in other outlets and other fashions. But this is cool because he's a whoa, going too fast here.
Okay,
you get excited. So Let's jump ahead to Jetfire for a second. Jetfire, he's a commander class character, and you guys have shown so much love for this guy online. Stands a full 11 inches tall, got lots of cool features, and you're able to armor him up so you can go from the Skyfire G1 cartoon look to the Jetfire look. Seeing is believing on this guy, to see how incredibly awesome, cool, articulating he is, physically heavy to hold, and he's also got lots of other cool features,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, John, remind me again, is he a Decepticon or an Autobot?
That's interesting you say that, because in the classic G1 story, he starts off as a scientist, partners with Starscream, but now we've actually brought to life the ability to flip action, so you can press his logo and rotate it from Decepticon to Autobot to relive that awesome moment of G1 history. But we like things big at Transformers, and nothing is bigger than the Siege. Thank you. So he's the ultimate guardian, the Autobot's last hope, and the last guardian of Cybertron. He's an awesome Titan-class character he rotates at the waist. He's got a cool G1-style face inside of that mask that you have to see downstairs, articulating hand and gun and weapon. But he also comes with a special type of blast effect you can put all over the base. And then he actually parts form and splits into this incredible station. It has a big separate rocket, as well as like a track that can fit MicroMasters and lots of little hiding places. And speaking of MicroMasters, he comes in exclusive Autobot content for all you late 80s fans out there. We got some other great reveals. We got Red Alert, Deluxe Class. And Voyager Class, we've got a cool triple-changing Springer. As well as a Thundercracker, who is a blue seeker. He's had a cool smirking face you can see downstairs. And we've got, of course, Mike Battlemasters to complete your battle. We've got a brand new character, Smashdown, who's actually kind of like the mascot of the Wreckers come alive, and he comes with a great new blast effect that allows you to really kind of play out that battle on shelf. And we've also got Caliburst and an alternate deco. And then for all you 2000s kids, you always come up to me every show. What about us 2000s kids? Well, from Armada, we have this cool new leader class Optimus Prime for all of you people who love that Armada Unicron trilogy.
And just like the Studio Series figures you saw, all of the figures for War for Cybertron Siege is also available for pre-orders. So make sure you get your favorite characters online, and they'll be shipped directly to your home. And at the end of last year, we wanted to mention that we launched a new line called the Generation Select. What this is a fan-dedicated line that was created to help expand your collection and give that unique limited-release figures. It's a chance for us to go beyond the mainline characters and give you guys a unique deco of all these different figures. So we do truly want to say thank you for all our fans who always keep up with our reveals. And congratulations for those who got the Generation Select 2 figures, which was Red Swoop and Ricochet. Mm-hmm. Those pre-orders has closed now, but this won't be New York Toy Fair without giving you guys something really special. So for this year, we have a new Generation Select figure for Cena by now.
So you guys might know about this Megatron. It's in fan history. This is a much storied character. He's a G2 version from the 90s, but he's actually even more rare back in the day. But you can get your hands on him actually today if you go to the
HasbroPulse.com.
You can check out this guy. So the legend no more. You can finally have your hands on a legendary piece of Transformers history and all of his awesome 90s.
All right, I see half of you guys are on your phone now, but that's okay. I'll let you start with this one. So we have very limited quantity for New York Toy Fair. It's seen on vinyl, so if you get them today, it'll be shipped to you next week, so make sure you get your hands on them. All right, I'm going to pass it back to Ben to wrap up some
awesome.
Few
Thanks,
words.
Guys. Stay up with you. Thank you, everybody. You guys have a good time? So that? Yeah? All right, who would be surprised with that last one? Who knew about that last one? Those are people that have been emailing us and all over Facebook telling us to do it for the last decade. So we're psyched. But yeah, this is the 35th anniversary for the brand. We appreciate everyone that's been on the journey for the last 35 years, or if any of you jumped on in the last 10, 15 years, or in the 20s around Unicron, thank you. It's been a blast. We're so proud to be part of this. But the Transformers brand wouldn't be what it is without our partners in Japan. So some of our great friends and partners, Takara Tomy over here, if you guys can please click on the We thank them for being here and all the bringing this brand to life for all of you. So thank you all. Look forward to seeing you all downstairs and in interviews and online, and happy shopping. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Scott to wrap us up. Cool.